In a bit of rather obvious logic, I can state that every photograph has to be seen against a background. The background, for most photographs, is the white paper of the photographic print. That is to say, everything that we see in the photograph is on the field of the paper, the white, that is the base tonality against which all the silver deposits or ink deposits are seen. The edge of the photograph, however, is also seen against a background, against mat board or a frame or a wall or in a handheld environment in which we see the edge of the paper because we feel and touch the edge of the paper. But what if the edge of the photograph is indistinguishable from the edge of the background against which we would see it? There would, for all intents and purposes, be no end to the photograph. It would stretch into the background in a sort of amorphous way that would leave us lacking visually a border, a context, a frame against which we could see the image. This is obviously the problem at hand in this work with John Trefethen. The nature of the photographs themselves are entirely white, seen against a white background of paper. There is no edge to the image, unless we define one. In layout and design, we use things like drop shadows and key lines and strokes around the edges to define where there's an indistinguishable edge. That can also take place when we're putting a photograph onto a black background, where the black edges of the image will blend and become indistinguishable from the black background in the layout. It's this lack of edge that becomes problematic when viewing photographs. And that's why, no matter how we're doing our layouts, and no matter what the color of the photographs are, we need to be sensitive to that and make sure there is an edge that the viewer can identify as the end of the photograph and the beginning of the background against which the photograph can be seen. That's precisely why, in this little example, we included just a little touch of the border from the layout in Lenswork Extended, just so that you could tell where the edge of the photograph was in contrast to the edge of the white page on which this photograph is seen in the blog post.